آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
دوستو آج آپ کو ہم ملوا رہے ہیں جولیا رات سے۔ جولیا رات ایک آرٹسٹ ہیں، ٹیکسٹائل ڈیزائنر ہیں، میلبرن میں رہتی ہیں اور بھارت سے بہت پیار کرتی ہیں۔ وہ لگاتار بھارت آتی جاتی رہتی ہیں اور آج کل پینٹ کر رہی ہیں بھارت کے چکروات پربھاوت لوگوں کی مدد کرنے کے لیے۔ بہت خوبصورت یہ کہانی ہے جولیا رات کی، جو بھارت اور بھارتی رنگوں سے جڑی ہے، انہی سے جانتے ہیں یہ کہانی۔ So we hear that you are making one painting every day and the motive behind these paintings is very special. Could you please share that with us?
We've all found ourselves in a very interesting position during COVID. So at the very beginning of COVID, I went to stay with my mother because I was very concerned that she was living alone and she would need somebody there to look after her. So when I got there, I took my paints with me because my background is textile design and I always like to carry paints and paper with me wherever I go. And because I thought that we were, you know, I didn't really know how long it was going to last, and my mother had a lovely space for me to work in. So I set myself a challenge to paint some flowers every day. So because that would bring me some joy in this struggling time. And I started posting them on Instagram as well. So I was sharing them with my friends to give them something to be happy about. And I called it the COVID Creative Collection. So that's really how it started, to do a painting every day to keep myself happy and occupied.
And how is this project connected to India?
I travelled to India a lot and I do have many, many friends there. And then while I was in Canberra, I was listening to the radio and I heard about Cyclone Amphan, which hit West Bengal. And I could hear that it was coming, you know, and the warning signs were coming and it was going to be a pretty devastating cyclone. And then, of course, when it did hit, it hit Kolkata, which is, you know, one of my most favourite places in India, I have to say. There are many, many places that I love to visit in India and I have friends in many cities, but I have a very close connection to Kolkata and West Bengal. And so when I heard the news about the cyclone and the devastation, I felt I needed to try and do something to, you know, like contribute to assisting people who might be impacted by the cyclone. So I contacted friends of mine who work for the Craft Resource Centre based in Kolkata, an NGO that works with artisans in villages producing fair trade products, beautiful handcrafted textiles and other handcraft products. And I said, look, what can I do? You know, what can I do? How can I help? And they suggested that I get in touch with the Give a Little Ectodean project, which had been set up pretty much, you know, immediately in response to the cyclone. So I decided to paint a particular picture that was going to be as a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And I'd noticed that there was a particular painting that I'd done, which had quite a large response in terms of people liking it on social media. So I proposed that I would do a short-term fundraiser with that particular painting to raise money to send to Give a Little Ectodean project. And that's what I did. So I had a 2-week fundraising campaign.
Before I come back to your experiences in India, I would like to know, Julia, how whatever is happening around us at this moment affected your designs, paintings, your style? Has it had any effect on the creative side?
Yes, it's had a really marked effect, actually. Much of the work that I produced prior to COVID was basically was for a commercial purpose. Mm-hmm. So it would be to produce textile prints that would be that I would actually put into production, or to produce textile products that I would sell at the markets. But I didn't start this particular, the work that I was produced, have been producing, I'm still producing them to now, were much more about doing something, trying to paint something beautiful every day. Because I struggled in the beginning thinking about, you know, everybody like being, you know, having restrictions and people being at home and, you know, finding some joy basically each day. So, and I didn't feel that I was producing these to sell, you know, because I didn't think that that was the important side of it. It was much more about having something to do that was more like a meditative process, actually. And part of the process every day was to go for a walk and see what flowers are actually in bloom, you know, so it was my daily exercise routine, but also just to get outside and see what was actually in flower. So it's kind of kept me centered and focused and happy rather than, you know, getting too miserable and down in the dumps, which I think could happen.
And what is your connection with India?
I've been going to India since 1998. The first time I went to India was I was invited to attend a conference, and it was very exciting. It was an Indian initiative to set up an international foundation of fashion technology institutes. And I just thought that it was such an extraordinary concept to connect all of these institutes from around the world, connect the students and connect the teaching staff and the academics and the institutes, and to share ideas and knowledge and experience, and, you know, allow for students to have international study experiences, you know, both from Australia, from all over the world. It was about students being able to travel and study in other places, and I thought it was such a fantastic idea, and I was very lucky to be able to attend that conference. And then from that conference I became really great friends with Sanjay Gupta and Anupam Jain, who were at the National Institute of Fashion Foundation, NIFT, in Delhi at the time. And they invited me to teach in India. So I had two semesters where I travelled to India to teach at NIFT. And they also then, you know, invited me to go to Hyderabad and Kolkata. So I was really lucky to be able to spend time in Delhi, Hyderabad and Kolkata. And, you know, not that you can totally get to know the city in you know, short periods of working. So it was like a month at a time. But it just introduced me to different parts of India, and I just fell in love with the country. And the people who I met, I've got such great friends in India, people who I absolutely love with a passion.
And you have connected with the local artisans too.
Yes, that's right. So I've travelled to India nearly 15 times now and done various projects over the years. More recently, I've been working with a group of women in Tamil Nadu who make baskets, and I was bringing the baskets to Australia and selling the baskets for the women who, and the money was going back to the women in the village. I also work with the Craft Resource Centre, based in Kolkata. So, and the last 3 years, I've taken tours to with small groups tours to West Bengal to go and visit artisan villages and to do workshops to learn crafts as well. So I have been a very fortunate person. You know, my life has enabled me to travel to India many, many times. And
have you picked some Indian words in Indian languages, for example Bangla or Hindi or Tamil?
My accent is very poor, so I'm not even going to try and say no. I'm not going to say, but when I'm there, when I'm in India, you know, there are some things that I have fun with, but I can't have a conversation, no.
Really? In Hindi or in which language?
No, I'm sorry, I can't. In no, but I can, you know, I can say No, I'm not even going to try because it sounds too silly when I say, you know, I can ask for really basic things like if I need water, for example, or let's go, you know, chalo, let's go.
Okay.
But no, I'm very embarrassed to say I can't speak any of the language, and there's so many, you know, how do you choose which ones you're going to learn?
So you have traveled many parts of India. You have been to east, west, south and north. And I'm sure you have been asked many times, what do you like about India? I would like to know what you did not like about India.
The pollution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do struggle with the pollution. And of course, that always does depend on the time of year that you go. You know, if you travel in winter in, you know, some places, the pollution can be worse. Like, you know, winter in Delhi is just incredible.
Has your connection with India affected your artistic side as well, your style?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think I've always had a really keen interest in colour. It was one of my favourite subjects to teach when I was teaching. But colour is just, you know, India is so extraordinary, the colour palette. And the colour palette is so varied. You know, if you're travelling in Rajasthan, it's different to what it would be like in Gujarat, to West Bengal, to southern India. The colour palette changes. It changes with the language and the food.
Mm.
It's really quite noticeable, just the different moods in colour in the country. So there's the colours that people like to wear, but there's also the colours of the buildings. You know, the colour of the buildings in Chennai, there's all those gelato kind of pastel colours, which are just so beautiful, but then they're completely different in Chandigarh, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that colour of the architecture. There's so many variations in the colour palette, which you just can't not love, you know.
Well, it is such a pleasure talking to you, Julia Rath. You reminded me of so many things I have been missing because of COVID and because I'm not able to go back to India. But your warmth and your colors reminded me of those things. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. I hope everybody that you know in India is safe and taking care. It's such a concerning time, the news coming from India now. So I hope all of your listeners are sending messages to their families and telling them to look after themselves and stay at home if they possibly can do that.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।